B-Pod Studios.
Yeah, I had a feeling Friday. So did about 50 million other Americans about winning Mega Millions.
Yeah.
I split my winnings with you.
Thank you. I have the 50 cents right here. I appreciate it. It's very nice.
So just to show you that, yes, LBF, if I did win, I intended to share with you. So there's that.
Okay.
Enjoy your 50 cents.
Thank you. I will.
It's your birthday. 50 cents.
I see what you did there, but I'm just going to ignore it.
I would too. I should have. I don't know why I didn't. All right. Going to be cold, 35 today. Very cold week. One of the coldest we've had, let's be honest. We've been spoiled, but it is the last week in January, so
yeah. You
can see the light.
Really?
You can see the light.
I can.
Keep looking, because we're going to get through January, but it's going to be a little bit chillier this week than it has been. Super cold in the weekend at 24.
Good day if you have an ice rink in your backyard. A lot of people put those together when it was warm.
Yeah, right. Now they're better.
Now they're better.
When you can freeze it.
Yep.
Always better
to
skate on ice.
Yeah, okay. Ice is better. Frozen.
Yes, it is.
Would you like it? So after you have a day.
Whatever.
Thank you, Brian, for underlining that for us. after skating and out back and this weekend, doing all that fun stuff. You like to come in for some comfort food, right?
I do.
Would you like to know the number one comfort food people are making at home because of COVID? We're spending a lot more time in our own kitchen. Numero uno.
Okay.
You want to guess?
No.
Okay.
Like pizza? Pizza's good.
It's not pizza, Brian. They're making it at home.
I'll play with you, Bob.
Thank you, Brian Bell. Radio 101. Yeah. Host says, would you like to guess? Co-host says, sure.
I didn't get the memo. Wait, no. I didn't read the memo.
It's not pizza, Brian.
Okay.
It's grilled cheese.
Oh,
it did have something new. It was in the cheese family. But grilled cheese sandwiches, numero uno, because let's be honest, they're always good and they're easy to make.
Wait.
Now, right? Cheese.
Here's my question for you.
Yeah.
In your grilled cheese, what do you put in it?
Well, it's usually, if it's basic, I don't care. Whatever, what do you got for cheese? But my wife likes to butter both sides.
Yep, that's what you do.
And she'll use the best cheese in the house.
Right.
It's always the best cheese in
the
house.
Give me your finest cheese.
Give me your finest cheese.
I like tomato and bacon.
Yes.
And then grilled cheese.
That's not grilled cheese.
That's grilled cheese.
That's a tomato and bacon sandwich with cheese.
No, that's a grilled cheese with tomato and bacon.
Is that what you call it?
Exactly.
I know a controversial move that some people do. I have not tried this, but they say to
Brian,
use...
Brian, wait a minute. Yeah. I'm all ears.
Please. Oh, thank you, Bob.
Yeah, I'd like to... Can I guess what that is?
Oh, guess what it is.
No, some people use mayonnaise instead of butter. On the outside, and say that it fries up spectacularly
on the
well.
Outside.
Yeah, like use it as a pat of butter.
That's crazy.
Use the mayo.
Kind of makes me a little sick, but I'll do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
let's know how that works. Mayo on the outside.
I want to give it a try.
Look at that. Risky move.
Yeah, you know.
Things could happen.
Right.
Yeah. Keep an eye on it. That's all. Anyway, number two is fried chicken. Ina Garten made fried chicken yesterday.
We made that. It's amazing.
Tell me something better. She said it's the best American food.
It is.
Fried
so
chicken.
So good. What's number three?
Chicken and waffles. So there you go.
Waffles.
Yeah,
all right.
There.
Okay.
There it is.
Haven't had any of those.
Okay. Thanks for asking, though.
Oh,
really
see
good.
How I play along?
Beautiful job. Yeah. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Happy Monday. We won. That's all good. Yesterday, our team won. We're psyched.
It's not your team.
I was talking about the Celtics.
Oh.
Just kidding. No. Celtics did win, though. That's good.
Yeah, that is good. Concentrate on the stuff that's around here.
And our boy Tom won as well.
It's not our boy anymore. He's left the
nest. You're saying I'm in denial?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We're in denial.
You're like one of my friends in like college. And I'm like, he doesn't like you. It's over.
You're in denial.
Yeah.
Well,
let's
we
go out and
I know. We still
drunk.
Like you. Oh, God. For two more weeks. Speaking of high school.
Yeah.
You were talking about you didn't go to the prom?
Yeah, I know.
I didn't
go to my junior prom.
What a bummer. We have somebody Jason wants to talk about. I guess he's in disbelief.
Really?
He's shook.
Hey, I can't believe that the kissing bandit couldn't get a prom date.
I couldn't get a prom date.
I can't. I can't fathom that. The kissing bandit? Come on now.
I wasn't really the kissing bandit until late college, early 20s, if I must be honest.
Okay.
What, LBF, what year? Was that your junior prom?
Yes.
Well, that's okay.
It's still, no, it's still, everyone went, and I went to visit my brother at Bridgewater.
Well, you probably had more fun.
Yeah, it was so sad. How much time you got?
I got all day, girl. I drive all day long. Oh. And my other thing is, on the grilled cheese sandwich,
yeah,
mayonnaise is the way to go.
Okay.
And if you have a George Foreman, it's even better. You don't have to flip.
All right. Oh. All right. Walk me through this mayonnaise sandwich. Well, Jason, walk me through the mayo, because I don't get why you would do that. Is it because you don't have butter, or it's better than butter?
It's better than butter.
Really?
Try it, guys.
Tellman's new slogan.
Huh? Just try
it. You won't go wrong. And if you have a George Foreman, you can do two sandwiches at the same time.
Yeah, why wait?
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Everybody's happy.
Well, no, if you're making, yeah. if LBF's making one for Lucy, she can make one for herself.
Yeah, that's great.
That's what I would do.
I guess Dave's out again.
Yep,
huh?
Dave's out.
And they can eat together instead of
with
one
Dave?
Gotta wait till
right. I'd have to wait.
No, it's good. All right. I'd say next time I will recommend, I'll try, LBF, try it. Let us know.
All right, okay.
The mayo sandwich goes.
It's awesome, in. Guys. Yeah. We have them every weekend.
All right.
You're not kidding. Wow.
No, I'm not. Gee. Every weekend, my son makes grilled cheese sandwiches at midnight on Saturday night.
Sweet.
Well, look at that.
I gotta get on Lucy to do that. Wake up, Lucy. Yeah. I need a sandwich.
I want a sandwich.
We're all awake anyway on Saturday night at midnight. So.
You know what? You should have just stayed home from the prom and just made some sandwiches.
Yeah, I know. If anybody knew my grilled cheese game, I would have gone to the prom.
Yeah, that's
it. No, no, no.
Thank you, Jason.
Hey, guys, keep up the good work. Love the show. See you soon.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Why wouldn't you love it? We're talking grilled cheese sandwiches at, you know, 9 o'clock.
Right?
Mayo on the outside. You try that. We'd like a report on that.
I'll make it for Dave. I'll do it.
He'll appreciate it.
Yes, he will.
Film it. It'll be fun. Yeah, sure.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.